Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you find yourself attacking yourself a lot of the time? Well, today I'm going to cover ways you can improve your self-talk. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. This is something I've struggled with a lot in the past, my self-talk. It used to be horrendous at times through my teenage years and through my 20s until my later 20s when I started getting on the whole self-esteem and confidence journey and getting more and more into personal growth. If anything went wrong in previous jobs, previously in teenage years, I'd be really on my back. In fact, it was like talking to someone I hated, and I don't hate anyone. I was really harsh on myself. I was calling myself names like "you're pathetic, useless, embarrassing." And when I started first launching my books, for example, a few years ago, the fact they weren't getting many sales and they just, people weren't noticing them, I'd criticize myself like, "What are you doing to be selling your books?" And when I started coaching, it was like, "Whoa, calm down. What are you doing? You're not good enough." We are all capable of criticizing ourselves, unfortunately. And it's a very common thing. Maybe you can relate to that. Now, I speak to myself really nicely now, really, really good. Now, I can catch myself sometimes, and it's really, really rare these days, but I can catch myself saying, "Oh, you muppet, you've forgotten something." But even then, I correct myself. It's like, "Oh, don't call yourself that, Johnny." It sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's effective. "Don't call yourself that, Johnny." It's like, you didn't mean to drop that, or you didn't mean to forget that. It's right, we're in this together. And that creates more self-belief in myself because I trust myself and I've built this good relationship with myself. Now, why do we have this inner critic in our head? Well, it's formed from beliefs about ourselves. And how do we pick up beliefs about ourselves? Well, as Bruce Lipton talks about, he's got a great book called Biology of Belief, but he's got several, well, many YouTube videos about this. And he talks about the subconscious mind and particularly within the first 7 years or so, give or take, of our life, we're in this hypnosis state whereby we're absorbing things that's coming into our brain. So if someone criticizes us, like perhaps a parent or guardian says, "Oh, you've done that wrong. Oh, you silly child. Oh, you've messed up." That can actually stick with you. And if it's even more of an emotional impact than that, like, "You pathetic little child," or something like that, then those beliefs can form part of us. And we don't even notice they're there until we start to do a little bit more of self-awareness work. Okay. And as a result, if we've got those beliefs in our system, like, "I'm not good enough, I mess up, I'm hopeless," then our behavior starts to be consistent with who we believe we are, even if it's not obvious to us on a conscious level. As human beings, we have a need to be consistent with who we believe we are. And if we've got these beliefs within ourselves, then it's no wonder we've got these critical voices overriding us most of the time. But we can manage it, and that's a good thing. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. And even if it's not in the first 7 years, we can still pick up beliefs from emotional events. For example, if you were in the workplace and someone shouted at you, that is a significant emotional event, and that can form a belief in your head. I've worked with people when they've had something, not in the first 7 years, but have had something said to them and they were shouted, and it's quite an emotional event. And I've had that as well. I've had people get angry at me and it made me believe, "Oh, I'm not worthy," or I'm pathetic. I remember someone shouting at me in a shop once, calling me a W word just because I asked them for ID, and that belief was embedded within me that I wasn't a good human being. So how can we work through these? How can we work through believing ourselves and talking to ourselves in a better way? A better way that's going to benefit us, because we're going to have our own backs and go for more for what we want. So the first one is look at three powerful things you would like to believe about yourself. So if you would like to believe about yourself that you're really charismatic, you're really intelligent, and I'm sure you are, you know, you're listening to podcasts, and good choice, rather than perhaps listening to rubbish you could be listening to, then, you know, you likely are a highly intelligent person who wants to work on themselves. But maybe your beliefs they're not quite consistent with that. So think of three things you'd like to believe, like you're confident, you're intelligent, you're likable, you're powerful, you're incredible, you're beautiful. Think about three things you would really, really like to believe about yourself. And then what I want you to do is write them down, starting with the words I am, because I am attaches an identity to yourself. And it's very dangerous when people say things like, I am depressed, I am anxious, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a smoker, because that attaches it to your identity as well. And this is some of the reasons why people find it difficult to quit behaviors, because they've created these identities for themselves. Like, for example, I am an anxious person, you could say. If you're saying I'm an anxious person and you kept saying that, you're creating that into your system over and over again. So it's going to be quite hard to consciously just try and use willpower to not be anxious anymore. You've got to create a new identity for yourself. So saying, I am calm, I am relaxed. Think of three things that are going to be good for you. And I want you to say them to yourself at least three times daily. And the important thing here is with emotion. Because if we say something like, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, I am confident to ourselves, there's the conscious brain, and it's not going to let it into the subconscious, into the unlimited storage. Because you're not saying it with emotional intensity. Now, you say it, the more you say it, the more likely you are to believe it. But you're probably likely to give up if you're not saying it with meaning. So keep saying it over and over again, but with emotional intensity. Even if you don't feel like it, there's a saying that goes, fake it till you make it. And that's very much what I'm talking about here. You need to keep saying, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, with emotional intensity. Just try it out for a week or two and see the changes in how you feel, but put your all into the effort, else it might be difficult to embed. The second tip is I want you to list some compliments to yourself. From yourself, from other people, and from evidence that how great you are. Put 10 things down. This can be quite a hard exercise, particularly if you're used to being on your own back. But you can find 10 things. You can find 10 things. They don't have to be things like running a marathon. They don't have to be things like winning a gold medal. I haven't won a gold medal or anything like that. But they just have to be things you've achieved and you felt proud about. Okay. People will use the excuse sometimes, oh, I've never achieved anything. They have. They're just not trying very hard to think about it. So think about 10 things you like about yourself. It doesn't have to be achievements. It can be like, you know, I like my drive in personal growth. I like the way I'm always kind to people. Just look at those 10 compliments and read them to yourself every single day, because that's creating repetition and reminding yourself of what's great about you. And then my final point is, doing those two exercises, I want you to get some leverage in order to really make sure you do actually start talking to yourself in a good way. What do I mean by leverage? I want you to look at what it's cost you by talking to yourself in a bad way, okay? And what it's going to cost you. There's something called the rocking chair test. Think about when you get to the end of your life And if you were to get to your end of your life and you kept criticizing yourself, what would be the consequence? You probably would have pulled yourself back in life from opportunities and chances because you kept talking to yourself in a bad way. Think about what it's going to cost and how bad would that make you feel. I'm not trying to make you feel, I'm just trying to bring out some truths here to make you progress, okay? I'm not trying to really, really make you feel down. I'm just trying to help you make a change now. I don't just talk about motivation, inspiration or whatever. I want you to actually do things that are going to make an impact on your life. So think about what is it going to cost you? And therefore, and also what are you going to gain though? If you start talking to yourself well, how will that improve the quality of your life and those around you? What impact will you make on the world and how will you help relationships around you? So those are the things I want to give you some advice on, but you must change the behavior of talking to yourself in a bad way. It is not acceptable to speak to yourself in a bad way. It is not okay when people criticize themselves. It annoys me because I've done it. It is not acceptable. You need to do something or your life will not change. You will not progress as much as you want to unless you get yourself talk sorted. You are the only thing holding you back in the majority of cases. It's not just impacting you, but others around you. So you need to work through it. And like I said, I've been guilty of this in the past. And this is why I talk about it in this way. I was in the job world and I was making other people around me miserable. People were being concerned because I was so miserable. I brought negative energy. But I had friends and family worried about me. I wasn't my usual self because of the way I was criticizing myself. But when I've got energy, I bring other people around me up as well. I feel good about myself and I bring them up. And it really helps me stay resilient when circumstances are tough. And when I started to use these tools and techniques of talking to myself well, it really, really made a difference in my life. Things like saying powerful things to myself and embedding it into me, creating that certainty within myself. So you need to make that change as well. I've had people I've worked with and they've had that negative self-talk and it's really held them back. And I can think of clients, for example, who were holding themselves back and thinking, oh, who are they to be going out and helping people? And actually, when we worked through, they felt so much more confident in themselves. They developed this new talking, the way of talking, and started attracting way more clients because of the energy they had. And seeing this transition in someone really, really lights up my day. And when you do this as well, when you start bringing yourself up, you're going to help others around you. It's going to have a positive knock-on effect to other people. So if you really believe you could improve your self-talk, and I believe you can, and you want to improve your self-confidence as well with this challenge and perhaps other challenges that perhaps holding you back in growing your business as much as possible or holding you back from progressing in your career, then don't keep getting into the same old pattern of criticizing yourself and talking to yourself in a bad way. You don't want to get to the end of your life and regret it. You want to make the change. And what's even better is you can get guidance along the way, someone to work with on a one-to-one basis. So if you're this person, one-to-one confidence coaching is likely to be for you. So if you qualify for a spot, I'll take you through this coaching process on a one-to-one basis, something that's going to take control of your self-esteem and confidence and help you deal with that negative self-talk as you progress for what you want. So to get in that free call, that free consultation, just click in the link in the description below. But you must deal with that self-talk or nothing will change. Helping yourself by talking to yourself in the right way is going to speed up the progress you make and you're going to enjoy life a lot more if you speak to yourself in the right way. So thank you very much for listening today. If you have appreciated this, then please share this with friends and family and give this podcast a rating. If you have already, thank you so much. I really value you. I appreciate you. And remember, make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence. And I'll speak to you soon.